A member of Oklahoma's congressional delegation is making news again, this time for disregarding COVID guidelines in a crowded lockdown room during the siege of the Capitol. Here's CNN's Manu Raju describing a video released by Punchbowl News.
Conservative Republicans, six in total. At one point in that video, it says from Mark Wayne Mullen, he can be heard saying, "I'm not trying to get political here," and refusing to wear a mask.
On Monday, Representative Bonnie Watson-Coleman, Democrat of New Jersey, announced she tested positive. She says she believes she was exposed during the lockdown, noting several of her colleagues refused to mask. Early Tuesday morning, Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, also announced a positive test. In a statement, she said, quote, "I just received a positive COVID-19 test result after being locked down in a secured room at the Capitol where several Republicans not only cruelly refused to wear a mask, but recklessly mocked colleagues and staff who offered them one. Only hours after Trump incited a deadly assault on our Capitol, many Republicans still refused to take the bare minimum COVID-19 precaution and simply wear a damn mask in a crowded room during a pandemic, creating a super spreader event on top of a domestic terrorist attack. Any member who refuses to wear a mask should be fully held accountable for endangering our lives because of their selfish idiocy. I'm calling for every single member who refuses to wear a mask in the Capitol to be fined and removed from the floor by the sergeant at arms," unquote. Again, that's a statement from Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Washington, who tested positive for COVID-19 after a lockdown at the Capitol during the siege. Mullen, like the rest of Oklahoma's House delegation, voted to object to the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's legitimate election win, citing debunked conspiracy theories about election fraud, which were embraced by the insurrectionists who attacked the Capitol. Mullen's office did not respond to a request for comment for this story. Chris Polanski, KWGS News.